Welcome to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. I am Leni Cervante, and I'm actually here earlier in the week because today I am going to be Leni Cervante Wolk, and it's my wedding day, and we are excited to have Ruth Dreher with us. Of course, every week she is here telling us about the numerology of the day. So, Ruth, we're here to hear about August 15th. Lay it on us. It better be good. You picked this date for our wedding, which we know is going to be amazing, but here we are sharing it with Zeta Global Land. So tell us about the numerology of August 15th.
Okay, so as everybody might remember, numerology, 9 is the length of all cycles. Today's date is 8/15/2015. Reducing that down, we add 8 and 6 and 8, which totals 22. Which is another of the high energy master numbers, and if added, becomes 4. So today is the fourth day in the 9-day cycle. Wait, do you hear wedding bells? I believe I do. While 4 is about form and structure, 22 wants to take that new form out to the world to reconstruct or build something new. And sure enough, our wonderful host, Leni Cervante, and her producer partner, Howard, are getting married. 22 is about peace, harmony, and cooperation. So 22 takes those high ideals and creates a new form with them. Get out your plans and see if anything needs a tweak, or maybe there's a manual you need to read or a class to sign up for. And while you're at it, learn some new dance steps and have fun. Our blessings to the Wolkins. 22 is a great day for uniting. For Zeta Global Radio, I'm Ruth Dreher. Find out more about numerology at www.cybernumbers.com.
Bravo. Ruth, thank you. And thank you so much for all the support you've given us into the show. And for all those out there, I can't second it enough. If you haven't had your numerology done, please be sure and check out cybernumbers.com. We have been now devotees of using numerology for a lot of instrumental and pivotal decisions we make in our lives. And Ruth has been an absolute exemplary guidance for us. So thank you for everything, Ruth, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the wedding. Hey, ZGR listeners, Leni Cervante here, recording from the Lab Recording Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Just wanted to take a moment to thank you so much for listening to our show, Zeta Global Radio. A lot of choices out there, and we appreciate your support here, listening to all these great conscious subjects and incredible people who are sharing their gifts in mind, body, and spirit, spirituality in the workplace, film, music, TV, and really all the things that bring us all together into one accord. We look forward to bringing you more and more and welcome your feedback anytime. Visit us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ZetaGlobalRadio or directly on our profile page at bbsradio.com/ZGR. Again, thank you so much for listening to ZGR. We look forward to bringing you more and more great shows.
Ruth, thank
up.
You so much. That was very enjoyable, and I'm glad to hear that today is auspicious as it is our wedding day. And a lot of this has been recorded earlier in the week.
And back by popular demand is Vitaly Safarov from the UK reporting on the positive news happening in UK and all around England. So welcome back to the show, Vitaly. It's great to have you here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Cervante. I am enjoying this. I'm going to get used to this, you know.
Well, I think you're a natural from what people are saying. They really loved hearing you and what you have going on over there. And of course, we have a lot of listeners in Europe and in the UK, and you're with Zeta Global Group, our parent company for Zeta Global Radio. So tell us what's happening this week. I look forward to seeing what's happening over there. You guys are so awake and enlightened and full of conscious events.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Cervante. Now, I want to do something a little bit different today. What I'm going to do is to highlight some of the best events and new releases featured amongst the UK-based Mind, Body, Spirit magazines and book clubs.
Great.
Caduceus magazine, summer issue number 91. Now, there are two articles caught my attention, Cervante. The first one is the British Flower and Vibrational Essences Association will host a plant conference at the Regent's University in London on September 26th and 27th. Now, this conference brings together the value of plant neurobiology, deep ecology, ecopsychology, sacred plant medicine, shamanism, and herbalism. Featuring 8 dynamic speakers, all are experts in the field. There are 2 speakers that I would like to highlight. Dennis McKenna, now he's presenting 2 inspirational talks, one of which is a perspective of the past and the future of ayahuasca.
Well, I'm a fan of ayahuasca. Of course, we had Kashiana here on Zeta Global Radio talking all about it. And then she takes people on beautiful journeys with her shaman guidance. And in fact, Your Sacred Exploration sponsors the new segment. So that's a perfect segue to mention that. And I think that's very compelling that Dennis, I'm sure he's incredible, will be speaking there.
Yeah, and of course, Dennis McKenna is the younger brother of famous Terence McKenna. Now, also featured at the conference is Satish Kumar, a former monk and a long-time peace activist. I learned that he left home at the age of 9 to join Wandering Jains until he was 18 or 19, I think.
I believe this is the same man who walked 8,000-mile peace pilgrimage. Is this correct?
That's right, yeah.
So what I know is that he carried no money and depended on the kindness and hospitality of people he met, walked from India to America, and he went through Moscow, London, and Paris, and delivered really kind of a humble peace tea then to leaders of the world for nuclear powers, which to me is incredible, because here we had just a couple weeks ago Taylor Thompson Lancaster, who's walking across America to raise awareness for GMO labeling. And obviously it's not the first time that people have done 1,000-mile walks. So really incredible. From all parts of the world, people are doing this with great causes in mind.
No, indeed, Savantine. Now, one of the other items got my attention on Caduceus Magazine website is the U.S. Book News Award finalist, a book called Gazing into the Eternal by Mark Pritchard, aka Beelzebub. This book provides a really deep reflection upon some of the most profound eternal questions, such as what I die, what is the true meaning of life, kind of all out-of-body experiences, dreams, the ancient wisdom, and shows kind of how to find the answers in a matter of all personal spiritual experiences that we encounter.
Those are obviously all topics that we talk about here on Zeta Global Radio. And this book is available actually as a free download, courtesy of the author, Mark H. Pritchard from Wales, UK. And you can actually get more information on Caducus Magazine's website. And let me spell that for you. It's CADUCEUS.info. And as always, we will put that on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page.
Well, Watkins Mind Body Spirit Magazine. Now, Watkins Mind Body Spirit Magazine is a quarterly esoteric magazine published by Watkins Books in London. Now, each issue contains specially commissioned authors' articles and interviews alongside of very latest book releases.
The magazine dates back to 1893, when John Watkins published his first volume of book notes, which included book reviews, occult news, and excerpts from recommended books. If you're ever in London, sure to visit Watkins Book Magazine, because it's UK's oldest esoteric bookshop, located at 19-21 Cecil Court. And I think I went with you one time, Vitaly. Incredible. I mean, it's like walking through history. Really amazing.
It did, and that's the shot. And I remember, I think Fiona Fabe was with us as well. It was during the premiere of Three Magic Words, just before the event.
Well, perfect that you should mention Fiona. Of course, she's our special guest today, talking about her book, Who Is God You Are. So coming up in the next segment, we'll be hearing all about Fiona and the work that she's doing currently, the teleseminars and all that. In case you're just tuning in, we are here at Zeta Global Radio. We have our special guest, Vitaly Safarov, giving us what's happening, latest and greatest in positive news, events, and all things in the UK. And we've got a few more minutes here to talk about it. And then, Vitaly, before we forget, let's mention what's happening on Zeta Continuum, because that's a new, exciting element to what we're all doing in Zeta Global Radio land.
That's right, yes. I'm very, very excited to launch our own YouTube channel. So all of the interviews that we have on the radio show now will be featured on the YouTube as well. So people can, those who more of a YouTube lovers, please tune into Zeta Continuum YouTube channel and watch all of our interviews there on Zeta Continuum.
Zeta Continuum is our new YouTube station. So, of course, we air on BBS, and then we'll also have some archives showing up. And hopefully, as we go down the road with our interviews, we'll have some cameras in studio that will showcase some of the people we interview in our recording studio here at the lab in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Okay, Vitaly, we have time for about one or two more. What do we have?
What? Okay, well, listen, summer issue 41 of Watkins Mind, Body, Spirit magazine takes readers through the wisdom of a Vietnamese Buddhist monk, Thich Nhat Hanh, Silence, the Power of Quiet in the World Full of Noise. Interview with Graham Hancock, The Spirit, Heart, Mind, and Consciousness Be Defined Scientifically, Jerusalem, The Real Life of William Blake, Consciousness in Nature by Howard Jones, Understanding the Zodiac and Why There Are Really 12 Zodiac Signs, Not 13, by a UK living astrologer, Deborah Holding.
Deborah Holding is a UK astrologer. I follow astrology. I follow numerology, of course. I'm a kind of complete devotee to Ruth Dreher's numerology. But Deborah's in the UK. She's been an astrologer who's been instrumental in bringing traditional astrological techniques back to the forefront of modern-day practice. She was the award-winning editor of the much-respected Traditional Astrologer magazine, which was founded in 1993, when she also established Esquela Publications, which specialized in producing rare and out-of-print traditional astrological texts.
Thank you, Savanta. Now, Watkins Magazine every year publishes a list of 100 most spiritually influential living beings. And the top 10 for year 2015 are His Holiness Dalai Lama, Pope Francis, Eckhart Tolle, Thich Nhat Hanh, already mentioned earlier, Desmond
sure.
Tutu, Deepak Chopra, Paulo Coelho, Oprah Winfrey, Ram Dass, Alice Walker.
Incredible list. Actually, I love what's on that list because Howard and Michael Ostosky's Rock and Art Fusion, Michael Ostosky has painted several people on this list, including Oprah Winfrey and Desmond Tutu. And if we're big supporters of the Fusion experience, and you'll see more on Zeta Continuum and Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. But to learn more about the Watkins bookstore and this 100 list and incredible people, we should honor them. They've blessed us with so much great information. You can go to watkinsmagazine.com. That's W-A-T-K-I-N-S magazine.com. And I think we have time. We've got another minute left, Vitaly. So hit us with what's one more minute's worth of great positive news out there.
Right. Okay, of course. Let's highlight Cygnus Community. Now, Cygnus Community is a book club was founded by Anne and Sam Napier. They are probably one of the leading book reviewers alongside Watkins, I would say. What caught my attention in Cygnus that they have launched a community initiative called Candlelight Cinema.
Well, of course, me as a filmmaker, love that. I know that Candlelight Cinema brings the world's leading filmmakers, films, and social causes together to inspire one-of-a-kind evenings of film, food, and friends. Absolutely love that. I try to do that as much as I can out in the U.S.
No, I think the title has got the relevance to the initiative because what they have decided at the beginning of the film, they suggest a candle easily representing that we're all learning to hold our own unique light in this world. I think it's a wonderful and a very, very, very unique initiative, Savanta.
Wow, I'd like to learn more about them, and you can too. All you need to do is visit CygnusReview.com. Let me spell that for you. C-Y-G. NUSReview.com, and you can learn all about the UK's leading spiritual book club, magazine, and of course this community cinema initiative. Well, I think we'd like to have you back, Vitaly, because you are on a roll. I think what we'll do is talk to some of our other spiritual journalists as well from different parts of the world. And if you have a story out in your neck of the woods, as we say here in the U.S. or another part of the globe that you want to share what's happening, please do so. You can come to our Facebook page and private message us. And you can also go to our bbsradio.com/ZG. ZGR, which is our profile page, and of course, how you hear our radio show. Also, you can leave comments on our new YouTube Zeta Continuum page. So lots of ways to reach us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to share what's happening in your part of the world as we do here in the U.S., and Vitaly shares with us what's happening in the U.K., and we really, really welcome everybody's input because we want this to be a community show for everyone. Well, Vitaly, I thank you so much, and we look forward to having you here again on ZGR. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Fiona Fay.
This is Andrea Williams, publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine in New Mexico, your monthly health and wellness publication. Our August magazine is focused on our children, the future generation. We look at new ways of parenting, share healthy kids' recipes, the pros and cons of vaccinations, and what to consider before getting that tattoo. We're excited to publish the Santa Fe Yoga Festival schedule with Michael Franti and Grace Potter as major music acts, and 3 days of back-to-back classes presented by over 30 magnificent teachers in our August issue. Now at newsstands in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, or online at naturalawakeningsnnm.com. To advertise your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Wishing you a beautiful summer.
Attention, ZGR listeners. Are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun, and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873.
Hi, this is Patricia Murphy from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness. You're listening to ZGR Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante, and it is an absolute privilege to have with us here today, all the way from Ireland, Miss Fiona Fay. And if you don't know who Fiona Fay is, you will certainly know right after this show. We have the opportunity to spend the full hour with Fiona, who is a world lecturer. She's an author. She's an actress. She's a motivational speaker. She's a divine human being who has helped thousands of people find their true essence through her book that she authored called Who is God You Are? So I welcome from the U.S. to Ireland the beautiful and stunning Inside and Out, Fiona Fay.
Hello, Savante. It's beautiful to be with you today.
Thank you. Well, I'm thrilled to have you here, and I know that you have done a myriad of things in your life. You've had a lot of things happen to you. Spirit's always just this divine teacher by letting us ourselves experience things so then we can model and share to others. I know we've spoken about that in the past, and I know you'll bring a lot of light to this show about things that have happened to you. But let's get into the beginnings of it and a little bit about your background and what led you to write this incredible titled book, Who is God You Are?
Oh, well, it all began in 2005. So 10 years ago, I was like most of the population, you know, just going about doing my work. I was working in the corporate world in stockbroking, and I was Miss High Flyer, had everything on the outside, had the man, had the money, had everything, and my soul was empty. But at that time, I didn't know that that's what it was, you know, because I was pre-waking up. So I just had this epiphany, you know, I need to set up my own company and work for myself and not work for the corporate world. And little did I know, that's not what I needed at all. I needed to be awakened, and that's what happened. So a spiritual teacher entered into my life at that time, and literally we were driving to a leadership seminar, and I just said to her, "Who is God?" And she just burst out laughing, and she said, "You are." And from that moment, it was just cha-ching, 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 like 10 years of downloading of insights, information, and the truth of who I am and who we all are. And within a couple of years after that, so that's the very beginning, and then a couple of years later, I wrote the book, just literally, it's really for those who are starting out to awaken. And since that, it's just become deeper and deeper, and, you know, just this profound inner connection that got activated, got awakened. And as a result, I've been able to work with a lot of people around the world, and just help them to connect again to their source. And as a result of doing that, then great things happen. So very deep understanding of that connection.
Well, lots transpired since that point. So when you're saying the book is Whose God You Are is for people who are just waking up, I think that's great to hear for this show, because we have all levels of people who listen to BBS Radio, who listen to Zeta Global Radio from over 50 countries now. And let's just touch on that, because even though this book may be on some of the concepts of just coming into like a shift in your life, it can really apply to several of us, really. I think when I read it, and I've been walking a path for so long, they were just incredible reminders, and maybe we can cite a few on this show today.
Yeah, I mean, when something's written through you, that book came from Source, so people do get a direct experience of Source. Now, the level of understanding that I have compared to then, I mean, it's just a more advanced, deeper understanding of that message, you know, that's what I'm currently working with, you know, people around. But yeah, absolutely, Who is God You Are, and just starting out, it's as applicable now as it is then. And, you know, it really doesn't matter, because it's the same message, it's just how we hear it, isn't it? And it's coming from the same place. So if the soul reaches the soul, and even though, like, you know yourself, Savante, you know, this journey is endless, and you know, you've walked an extraordinary path, and by doing that, you deepen and deepen your understanding. But at the same time, it's still the same thing, isn't it? It's just connection to spirit.
Well, yeah. And I think there's always just a new level. Just when you think you have it down, I think spirit says, oh, wow, you've raised your vibration, and now you're operating, you know, at an 8 versus, a 4. So now we're going to give you a life lesson at 8 to just see how you're doing. I feel like that's what comes in. I don't know if you know what I mean, like, that experience is that there's always continuous learning and growth while we're on this planet.
Well, I really, everyone's path is so unique, of course, and it's honoring that. Certainly in my own experience, it's either just like I'm either connected or I'm not, you know. Obviously, we're always connected, but it's just being consciously aware, you know, of that connection. And so, yeah, you're right, absolutely. And you know, things do come along to tell us that we're not being aware, and wakey-wakeys again. So it's that constant reminder until, yeah, we strengthen that remembrance, isn't it?
Yeah. After you finished the book, and I know that came out a little while ago, did you start to get calls, or how did it kind of transform into you going into coaching? Because it seems like you wrote this book, or were you doing coaching prior to the book?
It all happened around the same time. So when I, you know, this epiphany that I was going to set up my own company, but then the spiritual awakening happened, I started coaching I was a trained coach, and I've studied psychology. I've been studying human behavior since I'm 13. Like, you know, I've been totally passionate about what makes us all tick, and, you know, just from, you know, losing my own father when I was younger and all that, you know, you question the bigger bigger questions of life. So I'd always been studying that, and I'd studied that prior to the awakening. So I'd done an awful lot of psychology, and I had been trained as a coach, and I'd been coaching worldwide before that. So when I woke up, I started just that spiritual coaching on that, as you said, on that different level. So I've been coaching people globally for 10 years. I'm taking breaks in between because of different things that have happened and different explorations of that. But yeah, absolutely. For 10 years, I've always been working with people to help them to connect.
How do they reach you if they do decide that they want coaching? Because do people come to you for specific topics, or they tune into you like, I read your book and I'd love to have more assistance, or how does it normally happen?
Yeah, it's just word of mouth. You know, people like know about me a lot in Ireland, not so much in the States, through the book or through, people who, has already had the experience of one-to-one coaching.
Yeah.
Through my website, fionafay.com. And they just, a lot of the time people tend to come to looking for their life purpose, actually. But in looking for their life purpose, they just find this deeper purpose of connection. So, which I believe when you find that connection with yourself, your purpose starts to just unfold. And your career and your calling and all of that it's just obvious. It's just your heart opens up and you just start doing it.
Well, I think that's actually a huge topic to explore, because I hear that all the time through the different people I interview and the people who write in and talk about is they know they're passionate about many things, but have they really found that one piece, that one purpose, that one essence that when they wake up in the morning, they know that they are doing exactly what they've been put on this earth to do. And and for those of us who have found it, you know when you have, but what can we do to sort of clear away all the chatter? And maybe we can kind of go into that with some of your suggestions in the next segment, is what can we do to really move all the debris, all the chatter, all the things, the ego, and the things that no longer serve us, so we can kind of find that diamond, and so we can shine in the purpose. So if you're okay, maybe we'll just kind of lead into that in the next segment here.
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we will be back with Fiona Fay, author and life coach, and you are listening to ZGR.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20% on our next sacred exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential, spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Hi, this is Michael Ostasky, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to ZGR. I am here today with Fiona Fay, international life coach, speaker, author, filmmaker, basically incredible, extraordinaire. But we are really touching on the subject now of finding your life purpose. A lot of times when we have these initial awakenings or we've been going through a spiritual path for some time, we don't always know what our purpose is. Why are we divinely here at this moment on the planet? And before that, I just wanted to read, I was just perusing your website, Fiona, FionaFay.com. And I just love this quote from Simon Jordan, who is also an author and a host and a coach and speaker. He says, Words haven't been created for what I have to say about Fiona. They say that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I would change that to the angel will appear. Fiona is that angel and has been instrumental in helping me create my dream and guiding me to where I am meant to be. She's one in a trillion, and if you are lucky enough to be coached by her, you are blessed. There are millions of coaches out there, but there is only one Fiona Fay. Well, I couldn't agree more since I've been coached by you many times in my life.
But it's so true. It's such a mystery who comes forward. And you know, I'm not a teacher, you know, I'm just somebody signposting people back to themselves. And, you know, like when you find that inner connection, which Simon found, you know, and thank you for reading out his words there. You know, when you find that connection, you find out the reason that you're born. You find out why you're put on this earth. And it's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. It's absolutely purposeful. And the two most important days in our lives are the day we're born and the day we find out the reason why. And when we find out the reason why, it's the most profound, prolific, most fabulous, expansive time. And, you know, just living that passion and purpose like you do, Samantha, you know, just living that every day is what completely fulfills your soul, and that's infectious, and that goes out and it inspires a lot of people, and it creates a lot of good karma, you know.
Well, I also think just in the experience of being on purpose is that you are magnetizing a field around you, and so it's almost like you magnetize the people to come into your lives, the situations, the work, the money, everything kind of aligns to you, and all that doesn't serve that purpose falls away. And it just becomes really clear in your life. You get that clarity of vision, which is something I've always practiced, is that if I don't have clarity of vision and a definiteness of purpose and a steadfastness of faith, I mean, they all have to come together. And for me, when you're doing that, with your purpose, you're golden, per se.
And a lot of people, absolutely, and a lot of people, you know, focus on purpose being external. So, like, it's a job, you know what I mean? It's like, I have to find out the medium. And I fell into that trap myself, you know? I have to find the medium, the actual specifics of it. But it's not even that. It's actually finding what's really core in your soul, you know, what's your core purpose for being, you know, it's about beingness and what's your beingness about, what's your essence about. And we all, every single one of us has a unique essence, and that unique essence then will you know, it will unfold in being a TV host or a radio host or a coach or whatever, 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 you know, an actor, a poet, a writer, a business person, whatever. So I think a lot of the work, we've got it so the opposite way, you know, where we're focusing very much on the worldly definition of that. So the doing of it, you know, what's the doing, what do you do in life, as opposed to, well, what are you being? You know, what is your essence? What is in your soul? And what are you expressing as divinity? And when you get to the core of that, then bingo, that's when the as you said, your purpose hunts you down, you know, your path hunts you down. And
well, maybe we can touch on some of the limitations that prevent people from bringing their full purpose out. The first things that come to mind would be fears, of course, but I think fears around money, because what I notice and I've experienced not only in my own life, but in many people around, and I know that you can attest to this, is that they say perhaps they live a 9-to-5 job because they think they can't live their purpose, which is, say, to the right of them or to the left of them, for fear of the money won't follow. So I know that fears, and I know that abundance and poverty consciousness, all those play heavily into almost a veil put over finding your true purpose, because you're so masked by the world and the expectations here that sometimes you can miss it. So I just wondered if maybe you have some techniques or some best practices or some ways to break through those fears so people can fully realize that through their purpose, the abundance will follow.
Well, you know, that's when I was talking about earlier, you know, going deeper into teaching and helping people, because the only thing that we have to let go of is our mind. You know, as in the psychological inner critic, gremlin mind, fear, you called it fear, you know. But it's, the fear is only a projection of our mind, you know, so it'll tell us like the really the worst things that can happen, and it's not possible to live your dream and be wealthy, and it'll tell us all sorts of things. And as long, and that's why I like to go deep with people, because when you start to see that game being played out by your mind, you can become aware of it and detach from it and know that that's not you talking. It's not the real you talking. It's not your divinity talking. So when you actually get distance on that and become aware of that's not the true voice, it's not the voice of reason. It's not the, and even though it'll tell you it's the voice of reason, it'll tell you that it's like totally, oh my God, it's irrational to do this and to, it'll tell you all sorts of things, but it's not reality. So that's why I love to work with people deeply, because to absolutely discern what's truth, what's fact from fiction, you know, what's actually truth versus what's actually just, as you said, fear projected by your human mind. So our mind is a wonderful tool, don't get me wrong, but it's really, we've got a deeper us. And that deeper us is always not afraid, and it's invincible, and it's certain, and it's solid, and it's untouchable, and it knows what to do, and it certainly knows how to create and magnetize money. But yeah, it's certainly one of the biggest mind games on our planet is the whole, you know, it doesn't matter, it's still a mind game. So it might be money for one person, it might be relationships for another person. We all have our triggers, and that is just the way for the mind to hook into us, to steal us from our truth, from our divinity. So that's what I love to do, is to actually really get into the nitty-gritty of that, and to get really honest and aware of what's truth and what's not true. And then when you get to the truth, it's so liberating. And that freedom and that expansive space within yourself, then it actually just, you spot opportunities. As you said, you magnetize opportunities. Things just attract to you without the effort, without the big fuss. Yeah, it's mind. It's not really, it might be money dressed up and you know, but it's really, it's just the fear is projected by the mind.
Well, I love the fact that you talk so much just now about your truth, because that's such a essential part of this development of our soul and walking here on this planet, is identifying our authentic self. And I find that with people like you who can help bring people to come to their truth, to come to their being transparent with others and being authentic with themselves, they can really break away those blocks, because there's so much judgment people place on themselves of what other people are going to think, what other expectations are. And if you cannot care, not care what any single person is, because it's between you and God. And I know that you allow people to come back to finding that within themselves. And that's why I love your coaching techniques, is because I've learned a lot through that, is how to be authentic by being in your truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and you know, when a person, when I facilitate that in a person and they get to their truth, it is amazing the miracles that fall into their lives, you know, because they're coming from that authentic place. It's the universe all of a sudden working with them, and it works at the speed of light. So, you know, you can work with your fear and your human ego, you know, to try and manifest and make things happen. But, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to be sustainable. So it'll work for a period of time. It can work and it mightn't work. It depends what level of authenticity you're working at. But if when you actually get to your inner truth, and I had a client very recently, and she was completely new to this way of talking, you know, she was completely, you know, she wasn't on a conscious spiritual path, and she just got to her truth so quickly. It was amazing. And then she got like her dream job. It just literally, like, she got, like, she was working as a temp in this company, and then all of a sudden, through coaching, she identified what her true voice was saying, what she really wanted, and bang, then bingo, it just happened, you know, and she didn't even have to ring a recruitment agency, you know. So there was, so that's the way, I mean, Savanthi, you know this more than anybody, but for, you know, we can't remind each other enough that, like, you know, to work from your authentic self means you're working with the universe, and the universe works at the speed of light. And that's where we're in the realm of the magic, or the miraculous nature of life, without it being very, all exciting, and because that's just the mind again, but it being very authentic and real, and it just is. Things just happen when we're in that space. So,
well, when we come back, we're going to take another little break. We will talk more about your coaching, and you are now going to be launching, excitedly, a teleseminar that no matter where you are in the world, you'll have the opportunity to join a group of people online and speak with Fiona. And we'll talk more about that, and then also a possible visit to the U.S. for those of us who want to meet Fiona live and in person. So we're going to take a break here on Zeta Global Radio with Lainey Savanthi, here with Fiona Fay. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, and I'm here on Zeta Global Radio. And I'm talking about the film Sold. We made this film as a tool for change to help end child trafficking. It's been quite the journey for us, and we're now releasing the film in the fall. Right now, we are launching an Indiegogo campaign so that we can fund our marketing and outreach for the film. And you can find the Indiegogo at soldthemovie.com. And on our Facebook at Sold the Movie on Facebook, and our Twitter is Sold Movie. And we do hope that when the film comes out, that everyone will see it and help us in this global move to end child trafficking and work with the Taught Not Traffic campaign so that we can keep kids in school until at least the age of 16, when they're 80% less likely to be trafficked. Thanks for being with us.
The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest. Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, the Lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider the Lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Have you ever wondered what your personal path or world purpose is? Did you know your life blueprint has been in place well before you were born? Numerology is a code that translates everything that is happening in your life. It identifies and describes current and future events that pertain just to you. Renowned numerologist Ruth Dreher is available for sessions worldwide. Either log on to cybernumbers.com or call 903-534-4873 to book your appointment now. Mention code ZGR and receive 10% off your session.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, the producer of the film Sold, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante, privileged here to be with all of you out in Zeta Global land, and as well as our incredible speaker and special guest here today, Fiona Fay. We are talking about all the many aspects of walking a spiritual life, being in your truth, finding your purpose, how to find your way back to you. Fiona is the author of Who is God You Are, which you can find on fionafay.com. And we are here now just getting into the idea of an upcoming teleseminar. So let's talk about that, because you've been sharing about these incredible one-on-one coaching, and of course people can find your book. Is there other places they can find your book where they can purchase it, or do they purchase it at fionafay.com?
Well, you can get it on Amazon or any of the major online, Barnes & Noble, any of those major online stores.
Okay, great.
And Soulcatcher, my other book, is for sale on my fionafay.com. Yes.
Oh, well, let's talk about that for a minute. We haven't mentioned that on the show. So tell us about Soulcatcher. I love the name.
It's just a small little book, actually, but it's just like my own wisdom that has come to me, little quotes and just little anecdotes that you can meditate on a daily basis, you know. So it's just a little book. But I'm currently writing another one right now, which I'm going to base this seminar on, called The Other Way. And as I was kind of mentioning throughout the interview today, it is a deeper understanding of who is God you are. So it's kind of gone into the teachings of that on a deeper basis. So because of, you know, consciousness, I do believe consciousness has totally shifted in the last number of years, or at least, I don't know what you believe, Savante, but at least there's a lot more people. It seems like there's a lot more people awakening. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. And I have to say that I see a lot more men, yay, men out there. We like the divine masculine really kind of stepping into that role, because I have seen many more divine couples. I've seen a lot more people who are really coming into union in ways where I used to just see for so long that a lot of times the women were following their purpose or their path or their spiritual, and now I'm seeing more of a blend. So I am seeing a beautiful trend that I find to be right well in it with my Howard.
That is, yeah, absolutely. What a perfect example. I mean, you know, I feel that, like, social media and our access to the internet is just, it is obviously a sign of our own consciousness, you know, that connectivity and how we're all connected as one, and also the access to wisdom and knowledge that's available, you know, through these kind of teleseminars and through these interviews and radio. And it's extraordinary, isn't it, how we can have access now to some of the greatest minds and the greatest people that are, you know, doing extraordinary things in the world. So it's probably working both ways, isn't it? It's obviously a symbol of our it's an external a projection of our inner consciousness globally.
With the opportunity to have all these technologies, it was probably never, I don't know how many years ago, where you just couldn't say, I'm Fiona Fay from Ireland, and I'm going to do a worldwide teleseminar. And if you're in Zimbabwe, or if you're in the Isles of Trinidad, or you're in Albuquerque, you can, you know, join me for a weekly chat session. I mean, I just don't think that access was available before, except through maybe book form. And then maybe you'd have the privilege of meeting somebody at a book signing, but now it's a whole different landscape. So people, you're right, have a lot more access to wake up quicker.
Yes, yes, big time. And also to access loads of different teachers to kind of, you know, get to your own truth, you know, because sometimes different teachers are different speakers or different coaches or whatever, they all have different ways of putting it, or different, you get different things at different times. And so it's just extraordinary. It's such an amazing time to be living. It's such an amazing time.
Yeah, it's terrific. Well, let's talk about your teleseminar. I know it's coming up here very quickly in September. So tell us a little bit about it, how we can let our listeners get involved, and all, you know, as many details as we can. And of course, we'll have more details as well on our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/Zeta Global Radio.
Very good. Well, okay, so I'm going to do the Other Way teaching teleseminar, starting September 1st, and it's going to run for 5 consecutive weeks, and it's going to be an hour and a half with me, with a small group, and before and during the 5-week kind of program, people can have the opportunity to directly email me, personally email me, and ask their individual questions. They can do it anonymously or openly or whatever way they feel comfortable with. But so that is kind of like one-to-one, but yet you have the benefit of the group, because often, sometimes people just, you know, it's always so extraordinary, you know, that group of souls that come together at that one moment in time, and how you just get, like, somebody asked the question that you might have wanted answered, or, it, we can benefit just as much from the group as we can from the one-to-one. But yes, it's nice to have the opportunity to have that individual attention as well. So that's why I'm keeping the group small. And it's only an hour and a half every week. And if you can't make it, you can get the recording and all of that. And yeah, it's just an opportunity to absolutely get centered, get to your own authentic truth and self, and find your purpose and let that unfold in the world and in your life. And just really get to a place of inner peace and freedom and joy and stillness and natural happiness.
Is it for all levels of people, or just anybody? Anyone can take the class?
It is for anybody. I mean, look at, you know, people who are listening in and anything that resonates, they'll know, you will know yourself whether it's for you or not.
Sure.
You never know who's going to come, and you never, like, I remember one time I used to do the seminars in Ireland many, many years ago called The Missing Piece, and it was, you know, The Missing Piece, and it's interesting that you mentioned the diamond earlier, Savante, because that's what I used to use as a metaphor. You know, the missing piece is you, the real you. And, you know, it's that sparkling essence that's within. But I remember this girl, she'd come along to my first seminar, actually, in that many years ago. And she goes, oh, my God, I just walked in the door and I realized what my missing piece was. And it was me. And she just, like, completely woke up within 5 minutes, you know. And she had not been on a path at all, you know, consciously. So you just never know. You never know who's going to come and who this resonates with and where the person's at. So it is that's up to the universe. And it's up to each person's soul's journey. So if I am to be the person to facilitate that, I mean, that's a great honor for me.
That's excellent. So, okay, let me just have it clear for the audience. It's a 5-week course, 1.5 hours a week, and it'll be done online per se.
If you are somebody who, you know, really is stuck, or their life isn't working out, or they have this nagging feeling that there's something missing, or they're feeling empty, or they're feeling that they want some an injection of energy, or they see maybe it's health issues, you know, I mean, I'm not saying, like, you know, you will know if anything that we've spoken about today resonates, and if that resonates, then absolutely email me directly, and email info@fionafaye.com and register, and we will get you signed up for the seminar. But yeah, it really isn't, you don't have to come prepared at all. You just need to just make a decision and go for it. If it resonates with your soul, just listen to your heart, listen to your soul. Don't listen to your head. The head will always say, you know, that it'll say whatever it'll say. But
it'll give you all the reasons not to. But you're right. Your soul always knows. And I'm actually glad that you mentioned health, because for some of the people who are new to maybe like the spiritual realms of waking up and think that your health has absolutely nothing to do with anything else, I think that you can be in a testimonial of your own, is that health is so much related to clearing and to signs and to teachings, and that it really provides such a deeper exploration of self. So it's all connected like everything else.
And truly is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like, it is extraordinary how our attachments to our body and mind are really coming up for, you know, for inspection, you know, because those attachments can sometimes create, well, it separates us from our true self. And if you really are on that path of finding your true self, it can manifest as illness, it can manifest as, you know, like what we perceive as very negative things to happen. And they're tough things. They're really tough things, and excruciating in some cases. So, you know, I really hope, and my wish would be, that it doesn't have to get to that place for people, you know, and that there is another way. And that's why I called it The Other Way. There is another way to live. There is another way to live, and there's another way to be in this world. And, you know, even when you are so authentic with yourself, you can feel it completely in your body. Your cells relax, your cells emit light, and you just feel well, you know, and it doesn't take a scientist to figure that out. You can feel it in your own body. When you're not in your truth, you can feel aches and pains and headaches and migraines and nausea and all sorts of stuff. So it contracts the cells and it cuts off our vital life force, you know. So absolutely health is completely connected. It's like all one, as you said. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's terrific. I almost go back to where we started this entire interview, where we said that people like us have been through some of the excruciating parts of those lessons, and as a result, we're writing books and doing worldwide seminars and having radio shows, because we can now model some of the wisdom. I think you learn so much in some of these situations that, you know, when life is going along beautifully, which of course that's all we strive for, sometimes you have to, you know, when you have to have those pauses to bring you back into full center, the full knowingness, and some of those lessons sometimes come in the dips. So you thank the dips, because they're all part of God's lessons for you. And I think having more in your toolbox by some of the things that, like you teach, Fiona, you can not go through such highs and lows, but to really find the bliss in life and through your purpose, being able to actually have that for yourself and for others.
Yeah, and to find the bliss and the centeredness and the peace inside. And when those highs and lows come, they don't affect you. They don't affect you in the way that they would have if you weren't aware. So life can happen, you know. Well, you tend to find that life happens very harmoniously anyway when you're in that place. But yes, you know, we're in life, absolutely. And like, challenges come up, but it is the space that you're in. And when you have that space inside yourself and that connection, you know, things just are very, very easy to deal with, much easier.
We only have a couple minutes left. I wondered if you had any quotes from Soulcatcher that you wanted to impart to the audience. I'm excited to read this book, because any tidbits from you are tidbits I want to hear about.
What I would say is, one of them that does come to mind instantly is, there's a master within, and it's behind your thoughts. And your job is to listen to the master, to be still enough and quiet enough to hear it. No, when you get still enough and when you get centered enough, you really, really hear that voice of God within, you know?
That's gorgeous. Well, thank you for all that you do and bring to the world.
and allow so many people to find their way. I'm excited to talk further about the teleseminar. We'll be having some special offers here on ZGR. You can listen to those commercials. And this show will be archived at bbsradio.com/ZGR. And as well as on our Facebook page. And you can please share that with others and listen to it again. There's some wonderful advice and guidance on finding your true power shared here today with Fiona. And again, if you're interested in her book, Who Is God You Are, you can go to fionafay.com. I'll also have information as well on the Facebook page on how to reach Fiona. And we hopefully in 2016 we'll get a chance to have Fiona here in the U.S. and sharing one-on-ones and workshops live and in person. So until that time, look out for information on her teleseminar. And any last words, Fiona, before we sign off here?
Just to say thank you to you, Savante, for what you're doing and just the path you're walking and your extraordinary ability to you know, absolutely be dedicated to the faith within, so and working with others that's on a similar path. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and that's it.
Thank you. Wow, I'm touched, and the gift was in the blessing of that. Thank you, Fiona, and thank you to everybody who is listening today. Bless you all wherever you are in the world, and we wish you a blessed and beautiful rest of your weekend. I am Lainey Savante Wolken, and I look forward to sharing time with you next week. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing a story. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network.